Recent housing statistics show that the housing market is slowing down. Does that mean the market is going to correct, or are we in a bubble and on the brink of a crash? Find out on today's video coming up.
For a limited time, you can get a free copy of Jerry Norton's Quick Start Kit with everything you need to flip your first house in 30 days or less. Download it now at myquickstartkit.com.
If you're new here, my name is Jerry Norton. I've been a full-time real estate investor now for over 17 years. Amongst other things, I specialize in flipping houses all across the country, and I've helped thousands of new investors get into the game of flipping and create six-figure and even seven-figure incomes. If you want to learn how to flip houses so you can live your dream life, be sure to subscribe to my channel and click the bell icon to get notified when new videos are released. Before we can predict with any certainty what the real estate market will do, we first have to understand if we are in a real estate boom or a real estate bubble. Let's discuss the difference. A real estate boom is when demand for housing outpaces supply of houses and prices go up. There are several reasons why a boom might happen. A boom can happen when the economy is expanding and that expansion in new jobs creates more home buyers. A boom can happen from a new housing shortage caused by not enough new homes being built. It can happen from low interest rates driving an increase in buyers that might otherwise wait to buy. A boom can be caused by an increase in a new demographic entering the buyer scene, such as millennials. A boom can be caused by government intervention, such as a first-time home buyer tax credit that creates new buyers that would otherwise still be renters. And as we learned, a boom can be caused by a pandemic, which people want to relocate from the city to the suburbs. Now, in most cases, a boom is a result of a combination of factors. And when considering all of these different factors, whatever the reasons, it all leads to the same outcome. There are more buyers in the market than houses, and prices go up. Real estate booms are cyclical and naturally happen from time to time. If left alone, booms also always experience a correction. A correction is when supply finally catches up to demand and growth slows to a normal pace. Now, a boom followed by a correction is a normal and natural occurring process that has been happening since the dawn of time when people first started living in houses. It doesn't mean anything is going wrong. A bubble, on the other hand, is an artificial boom. A bubble starts out with demand outpacing supply, but then investors enter the scene and start buying real estate on speculation. Speculation is when investors buy homes with the intent to ride the appreciation wave up and then flip those homes in the short term and make a profit. Now, a bubble is dangerously perpetuated when capital is easily accessible. For example, the real estate bubble of 2006 was magnified by lenders giving zero down, no documentation, and no verification loans to investors. These were called ninja loans, which stands for no income, no job, and no assets. If you could fog a mirror, you could get a loan. And just like in a boom with a bubble, prices go up, but since a bubble is artificial and not caused by actual legit buyers, but rather speculators, then instead of experiencing a natural correction, when a bubble bursts, it's followed by a market crash. The reason is because the increase in supply caused by spec investors can only be propped up for so long before it all comes crashing down. A market crash is when the correction is so severe that prices drop back to and even below pre-bubble prices. When that happens, everybody who purchased homes during the bubble are suddenly upside down. That is to say, the new adjusted value is now lower than what they paid for the property, and a loss in equity quickly results in foreclosure, and foreclosures perpetuate a continued drop in values. After the last crash in 2008 and 2009, there were over 5 million foreclosures. So now that we've defined the difference between a boom and a bubble and a correction and a crash, let's take a look at the current real estate market. As of this recording, clearly we are in a hot market. Prices have been going up with double-digit appreciation year over year for 13 straight months. But as I explained, price increases aren't what define a boom or a bubble. Price increases are merely a result of more demand than supply. What we really need to look at is if the demand is legit. Is it real or is it artificially inflated? Now, to answer that, let's take a look at what's caused the current housing demand and price increases. There are eight factors to consider. Factor number one, The pandemic induced a work-from-home environment, which created demand for more space and to move away from congested cities. Factor number two, the pandemic also created pent-up demand due to sellers not listing their properties for sale out of fear of contracting COVID. Factor number three, the pandemic also caused a disturbance in new housing starts, which contributed to a shortage in available housing. Even now, with new residential construction projects finally ramping up back to the fastest rate since 2007, they will still fail to meet all of the pent-up demand. Factor number four, a huge spike in millennials entering the home buying scene. In their late 20s and early 30s, millennials make up the fastest growing segment of buyers in the market today. Factor number five, a job market that's been robust for white collar workers. And as I mentioned, the majority now work from home. Factor number six, a booming stock market where many are cashing in and buying houses. Factor number seven, all time low interest rates, which have increased buying power. Did you know that the same loan payment for a $300,000 house in 2006 can buy a $500,000 house in 2021. That increase in purchasing power has driven demand to buy now before rates go back up. And factor number eight, a herd mentality based on a fear of missing out. In other words, a buyer mindset that I better buy now before prices go up even more. Now, all of these factors combined create a unique situation where there is crazy strong demand while not enough supply. But let's take it a step further. What is happening or not happening that might indicate if the demand is artificial and it's a bubble, not a boom? Well, we certainly have investors in full force buying homes right now, but these investors are much different than the speculation investors of the last bubble. The majority are cash buyers and hedge fund buyers, but they are not spec investors. The majority are strategic investors who are holding properties long-term for cash flow, not speculating on short-term appreciation. The biggest thing not happening today that happened during the last bubble is lenders are not extending zero down ninja loans. Investors actually have to qualify for financing with significant down payment requirements. That alone has prevented easy spec investors from entering the market. Considering all of these factors, in my humble opinion, we are experiencing a bona fide, legit housing boom and not a bubble. That means the demand is real, not artificial. And the natural cycle is that the market will eventually correct the supply shortage to meet the demand. When that happens, the market will level off to normal growth. As of this recording, there are signs that the market is beginning to gradually die down. While prices are still climbing, July 2021 was the third month in a row in which year-over-year gains have decreased. July was 10.3% compared to 12.7% in June. Still, double-digit growth. Still a hot seller's market. But there are signs that supply is finally catching up a little with demand, which is a normal, expected, and honestly, well-needed correction, but not a crash. Now, new factors could shift the landscape of the market, but I believe we will continue to see demand outpacing supply well into 2022. Now, if you agree with me, leave a comment and say, Jerry, you are a flipping genius. If you disagree, I'd love to hear why. Leave a comment and let me know. But if you've been on the sidelines and you haven't gotten in the game, I think that's a big mistake. The best time to get into real estate is always right now. As a flipper, it doesn't matter whether the market goes up or down or sideways. If you do it right, you make money regardless of what the market does because you adjust with what buyers are willing to pay. And to help you get your first or next deal in the next 30 days, be sure to get my Quick Start Kit. Best of all, I'll give it to you for free. Just go to myquickstartkit.com to get that now. And finally, real estate is location specific and some markets are predicted to have a decline. Watch a video to learn which markets are expected to have the highest foreclosures next year. Watch that video now. And if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to my channel with over 750 videos. This is the number one channel on YouTube for all things flipping. And I'll see you on the next video.